Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. How may I help you today?
Hi, Sandra. I have
yes.
tried calling you before. I'm glad I got through to you. I received your product and talked to my doctor about it and was not able to use it because I have autoimmune, and he mm-hmm. didn't think it was a good idea. So I tried calling, and I returned it, and I still got another product this month. So I've been billed for 2 months.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
Yes. It's 91362.
Okay. Of course, this is a call center, so we are answering questions about products that you may have ordered. So I just need to find your account. May I have your first and last name again?
Yes, it's Lori Kemp, K-E-M-P.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will you verify your mailing address?
It's 3166 Toulouse Circle, Thousand Oaks, California. 91362.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see, of course, that you have the Keto Ascend and the Cleanse. These two are the all-natural dietary products designed to help you lose weight, of course. I don't see any record of you calling in to cancel. I heard you say you returned the product, but this particular company does not accept returns.
Well, I tried calling several times, and I just kept not getting through. I left a message at one point, or I left my number for callback, and it didn't call me back. And,
yeah, we are here 24/7. Now I can't go ahead and cancel based on your doctor's orders.
Well, my doctor said I couldn't do it, so I tried calling and I returned the product, and I got it again yesterday, and I'm returning it again because I can't use it. So what do you suggest that I do?
Well, the company is not accepting returns. Once the product goes out, the warehouse is going to probably send it back to you at some point.
Well, I sent it back with a letter with my name and number on it and got nothing back. So now I got another set, and I'm very frustrated with this.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Go ahead.
Understand, but because I don't know if you missed it, you didn't read the package. Should have had our number on it. You did say, I know you said you called. Normally, it's two different numbers as well because we are here 24/7. So since you didn't call in to cancel it properly by calling us, that's why the additional products came out.
I'm saying that I returned it and I sent a letter with the information on it saying I was canceling, and that should have gotten to you. That was a month ago, so that you cannot keep sending things when I did this by mail.
Yes, ma'am. This is a call center, so the product is not coming back to us. It's going back to the warehouse.
It doesn't matter. You can't keep sending something when it's been returned and a letter has been written with a cancellation on it. And I have a copy of the letter, and I sent it all back. I have everything detailed. So if I need to, I have an attorney, and if I need to call my attorney, he will take action because this is not right. You can't do that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm only following the company's protocol. They don't take returns.
Okay,
they did say that the products could not be returned. But I have canceled the account, so let me go ahead and give you the cancellation number for reference before we move any further and ask you to get to get it.
And I also expect I'm returning this next one as well, and I'm calling the credit card company and letting them know how difficult you have made this because, give me the cancellation number.
Okay, thank you. It's C as in Charlie. Mm-hmm. 44, E as in Edward, 86811, E as in Edward, and the number 6.
Okay, I'm very disappointed. I was not expecting this from your company. And so I'll talk to my credit card company about it because I have tried and I have all my documentation and it's very bad business.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sure you know that.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think it's bad business, but I do know the company's return policy, and you were supposed to call us to make any changes to the account and not just return the product. But if you would hold on, I'll check. Yes, ma'am.
I called you, and you didn't return my call.
Yes, ma'am. I have no record of that in this account, of course. If you did call, yes, ma'am.
I can't be responsible for what you keep records of, but you leave a thing where you say you can get a call back, and you don't call back.
Yes, ma'am. I can check with my supervisor if you don't mind holding for a second.
I'll be happy to hold.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. Of course, I've spoken with my supervisor. He did say, of course, normally the company would allow us to apply 35% of your money back to your account on those recent orders, recent charges, I meant. That's $64.68.
No, they need to be removed. The recent charges need to be removed. I sent a return them with a cancellation. And if your communication is not good, then that's just not acceptable. I mean, yes. I tried calling you several times. You do not make it easy at all.
Yes, ma'am. Well, he's standing.
I'll call my credit card company and have them fight it for me because you just can't do that.
Yes, ma'am. Of course, in the terms and conditions, the way this product was ordered, this company does normally win 99% of their disputes because that's in the terms and conditions. Now, he's popped in and just sent me a note saying that I can offer you 50% of those recent charges, which is $92.40.
No, I'm not using the product. You don't understand. I can't use the product. It's unusable for me. I'm sending it back, and you can do whatever you want in terms of if you think that's a legal thing, but I'm going to call my credit card company and have them fight this for me because I've tried everything I can, and I'm just not going to do this. So I'm not going to. I'm sending it back. You get your product back.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand what you're saying. Okay, let me just check with him one more time to see if there's anything else we can do for you. One moment.
You need to remove two months worth of this.
Yes, ma'am. I'm communicating that to him. One moment. Okay, he just authorized me to apply $138.59, that's 75% of your money for this last order. So you would just be paying $46.20 for that particular order.
I'm sending the order back. Okay, this is not helping me at all. I'll call my credit card company. Never mind. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Would you like me to talk with the supervisor?